focusing just on the whole general issue of neoadjuvant therapy of HER2-positive disease, can you provide an update of your study that you presented a couple years ago at ASCO and sort of where the field is heading in terms of the strategy?
I think that our study, which we talked about it 2 years ago and it was published in JCO, where we wanted to do a fairly modest-sized randomized clinical trial to see chemotherapy versus chemotherapy with trastuzumab in a neoadjuvant setting to see whether PATCR rate can be enhanced. And our study clearly demonstrated that you could get close to 60%+ of the patients having a pathological complete remission with no invasive cancer either in the breast or in the lymph node. We recently updated that study, and we have treated another 22 patients with identical approach with chemo and Herceptin, and that data is actually in the next few weeks in Clinical Cancer Research. So far, from the 19 patients who were in the control group, 3 have recurred and 1 of 3 have died. Whereas out of the randomized initial 23 patients, not a single patient with a 3-year follow-up has recurred. All patients remain alive free of disease. And out of the 22 additional patients which we have treated, pathological complete response rate was identical to our earlier experience. And also, that subgroup of patients still continues to remain alive free of disease. So out of 45 patients which we have treated with trastuzumab and chemotherapy with paclitaxel and FEC, we have not seen a single recurrence, and we have not seen a single patient who had a clinical cardiac dysfunction.
And overall, the complete response rate is about what?
It's close to 60%.
And I guess one of the controversial things about that study was the use of trastuzumab concurrent with an anthracycline. What's happening in terms of cardiac safety?
In our patient population, we have extensively studied those patients. All patients do show, when you give trastuzumab and anthracycline, subclinical drop in the ejection fraction. But clinical cardiac dysfunction has not been observed. And there is a large trial which we're going to hopefully start soon through the American College of Surgical Cooperative Oncology Group, which will have about 400+ patients, which will address this question, that what is the safer or optimal way to administer trastuzumab in a preoperative or a neoadjuvant setting? Can we safely use it as we did at MD Anderson? Or one of the other arm in that will be that patients will get 4 cycles of FEC without trastuzumab, and then trastuzumab will be introduced during the paclitaxel phase, and patients will have local therapy after 24 weeks of chemotherapy and trastuzumab.
So the only difference will be whether or not they get the trastuzumab during the FEC.
That's right.